I'm Sam Evans, and I'm so excited to share with you today around the Word of God. And we are going to lift up the name of Jesus because Jesus is in control. He is Lord of this season, and no matter what we're walking through, He wants to be Lord. But today on Mother's Day, I suppose the message that I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, I really feel as a mother, this is something that you might talk to your children about. But at the beginning of the year, God gave me these three words for urban life. And this is what we wanted to focus on in our small groups. And these three words were disciplined, determined, destined. Amazing words, and amazing in this season right now. We need some discipline, we need some determination, and we need to keep our eyes on our destiny, because God wants to still take us to our destiny. No matter what the roadblocks may seem like, God still wants to do a powerful work in our lives. His plans haven't changed, even though circumstances around us may have changed. God is still on the throne. God has still declared a word over our lives, and so He wants us to reach this destiny, but we also need discipline to get there, and we need determination to get there. So today I want to concentrate on this amazing word, determination. Determined. This is what we got to be, church. Determined, especially in this season right now, where here in Australia and all around the world, there are these challenges because of this virus. This virus didn't just come in, fear came in with it, and all sorts of decisions are being made around us. And I know people have our good intent at heart, but these restrictions and these things that are coming against us, they can help us to lose focus, and if we're not determined and if we're not disciplined enough, come on, we're just going to take longer to get to our destiny, and I don't want that for us. I believe God wants to do a mighty work in our lives, and He wants to use this time. I want to remind us about the disciplines of Christianity, the disciplines of our faith, reading the Word, prayer, worship. This is why we put on PS Nightlife during the week from Tuesday to Friday. What is that? That's us partnering with you, people of faith, gathering together no matter what we're going through, coming together online to say, come on, let's do this. Let's keep going. Let's keep disciplined, seeking God, reading His Word, realizing that His Word doesn't change. Circumstances may change, but His Word remains the same. And so He's going to be faithful to His Word. So we need to get these disciplines a part of our lives, but also keeping our eyes fixed on the destiny that God has for you. Hard times can really discourage us. Hard times can really start to affect us emotionally, and it's in those hard times that we can let go of a dream, because it doesn't seem like it's going to come to pass. The circumstances that are mounting against us, the reports that we hear on the media or whatever that they might be saying, or the economic reports right now and what's ahead of us, and how are we ever going to pay off these debts? Well, I tell you what, our God is our provider. He is Jehovah Jireh, and He'll give us a supernatural way to overcome these troubles and these trials. And so all we need to do is keep focused on the destiny, keep focused on the dream, and God will bring it to pass. We see in the Word of God time and time again there were obstacles in these powerful men and women of God that we admire, obstacles in their way to the destiny, the things that God had placed upon their hearts. I think of Noah in his time, in his day and age, and the surrounding circumstances, and no one believed him, and yet he kept hold of this dream that God told him to build an ark, and that one day the rains would come. Well, those days took hundreds of days to come. It took year after year, decade after decade, until these rains finally came. But God was faithful to His Word. And so you got to hang on to your dream, like Moses hung on to his dream, like Joshua hung on to his dream, Noah hung on to his dream, David hung on to his dream. And time again, we see God come through, because He will give us this destiny. He will give us the dreams that He's laid upon our hearts. And so we got to keep our focus on that destiny. But today I want to concentrate on determined. We need to get determined in our lifestyle. And determination, it comes from our will. The great thing that God has given us, it's an incredible gift that He's given us, and He doesn't touch this gift. It's called our will, a free will. It's up to us to choose, and He allows us to choose. Of course, He encourages us to choose life, but He Himself will hold back and allow us to make the choices. And because determination is linked to our will and linked to our decisions and the choices that we make, in this season, in these hard times, what happens is that we start to feel all sorts of emotions. And they're not positive emotions, they're negative emotions. We start to entertain all sorts of thoughts, and these thoughts and these emotions make it challenging to make the right choices. It's like, let's get out of here. I want out. I don't want to face the reality. So I'm going to escape. I don't want to make the right choices, because the right choices right now, they feel hard to make the right choices. It's hard to be determined. It's hard to engage my will. Oh God, it's so hard. Friend, we're all going through this. But if we would learn through the Word of God, we will see that men and women of God made right choices. They determined in their hearts to make a choice to go after God, no matter how they were feeling, no matter what people said to them, and no matter what the enemy did to them. They made a choice of their will. They determined, I'm going to do things God's way. I'm going to believe God at His word. I'm going to take my eyes off my current circumstances, and I'm going to lift my eyes to the dream and the destiny that God has given me. And I'm going to get up again. I'm going to get up out of my bed. I'm going to get up out of these negative emotions, and I'm going to believe God. That's what I'm encouraging us to do, church. Our greatest example of this is Jesus. Jesus was an incredible example of someone who felt it all, went through it all. Went through all the struggles that we go through today. And that this incredible scripture that we see in Isaiah 50, let's turn to it and read from verse 4. It says, "The sovereign Lord has given me His words of wisdom so that I know how to comfort the weary. Morning by morning, He wakes me and opens my understanding to His will. The sovereign Lord has spoken to me, and I have listened. I have not rebelled or turned away. I offered my back to those who beat me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mockery and spitting. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a stone, determined to do His will. And I know that I will not be put to shame." This is a prophetic word about Jesus. Friends, He went through everything that we are experiencing right now. He went through the limitations of the natural realm. He went through the mockery. He went through the opposition. He went through the temptation. And yet He set His face like a stone. It was an internal decision of His will. I'm going to do this. Determination is powerful. He will see you reach your destiny. But friend, I'm not asking you to have a human determination, a man-made determination, because at times and seasons that can run out. But in this scripture, we see every morning, I love this, every morning, God is speaking to us. He's wanting to impart to us words of wisdom. Morning by morning, He wakens me and opens my understanding to His will. Why is this so important to wake up in the morning and ask God, what's your will? Come on, speak to me, God. Here we see that Jesus, in this prophetic word of what Jesus was going to do, and then he later fulfilled. He says, the sovereign Lord has spoken to me and I have listened. Oh, would you hear the word of the Lord for you today? He is going to fulfill his promises. He will never leave you or forsake you. He will see that dream that he's placed in your heart to come to pass, no matter the circumstances right now. And so every morning, it's important for us to incline our ear, tune in to what God is saying to us. Ask him tomorrow morning. Don't check the news. Don't check Instagram or Facebook. Check the word of God. Ask God for a word. What shall I do today, God? And why is it important for us to do this? Why did God direct Jesus to do this? Why would Jesus, through his word, encourage us to do this? Because I believe at that moment where God speaks his word into our life without the distractions and without the opposition and without challenging circumstances, right there in the morning, we can make a decision. Okay, great God, I'm going to do that. No matter what happens, I've made a decision, a choice of my will. I'm going to do what you've asked me to do. And this is where every single day we can walk in success. We can walk in breakthrough because we've already got the word of the Lord. We've already made a decision. This is the way I'm going to walk. And so circumstances can come your way. Oh, but you know, you've got an assurance no matter what comes my way. I know God has a plan for me. I know he's going to turn all these things around for good. And so these circumstances don't get an opportunity to intimidate you or beat you down or disappoint you or discourage you or hurt you, because you already know, okay, God, I'm going to do your will. And so I want to encourage you, start your day in his word, listening to him, getting a word for your day. And God, he is so faithful to us, church. Come on, he'll help you every single day. The other thing that I want to highlight in this scripture is there is an opposition to the dream to be expected. The enemy does not want us reaching our destiny. Others don't want us to reach our destiny. Maybe it's jealousy, maybe it's comparison. Or maybe it's the anointing of God that is upon your life that people resist, and people are always willing to share the negative stories of how things won't work out. We've got to expect this opposition. And when it comes, come on, brush it off. Oh, this is part of the journey. I must be doing something right if I've got an opposition here. And I want to share a story that I read about this particular gentleman that as a child growing up, his father was a horse trainer, and he moved from stable to stable, ranch to ranch, training horses. And as the boy grew up, he moved from school to school, and so his schooling was constantly being interrupted. And one day in this particular high school that he was in, the teacher gave the class an opportunity to write a paper about what they wanted to do when they left school. He did not hesitate for a moment and began writing this 7-page paper about how he wanted to own his own ranch, how he wanted to have this house of his own and horses of his own and train his own horses. And he handed in that paper, and a few days later, the teacher handed back the results, and on his paper was a big F. F for failure. After the class, he went to the teacher and he asked, "Why have I got this mark?" And the teacher responded, "This dream is so unrealistic for a boy like you. You have no money, no resources, and who comes from an itinerant family?
There is no possibility that you will reach your great goals one day. And then the teacher offered a chance for the young man to rewrite his paper in a more realistic attitude. Wow, isn't that the way, church? God gives you a dream, He gives you a destiny. And yes, it is beyond your natural capacity, because God is not governed by this natural realm. He doesn't give you a dream and a destiny that you're meant to fulfill by yourself. No, you're meant to fulfill it under the anointing and the power of Almighty God. And that's why these dreams, they seem so beyond us, but that's exactly what our God wants to do. He wants to rock up in our lives. He wants to demonstrate how a life surrendered to Him can do extraordinary things. And so this boy, he came home to his father and he asked his father what he should do in this situation. And the father answered, "This decision is very important for you. So you have to make your own mind on this. This is this opportunity for this young man to make a choice of his will and get determined to see his dream fulfilled." And so several days later, the boy brought the paper back to his teacher. He didn't make any changes. He just said, "Keep the F and I will keep my dream." That is a person with determination. He's got his eyes set on a dream. And the good news is that this young man, he did go on to buy a 4,000 square foot house in the middle of 200 acres of a horse ranch where he trained and raised horses. See, this is what happens. You get hold of God's destiny for your life and you get determined. Friend, I want to encourage you today, revisit that dream, revisit that destiny and get determined, because with God on your side, nothing is impossible. Come on, we just got to believe our God is who He says He is. He is a promise keeper. Come on, we got to stir up our determination. But you know what I love about also this scripture is it's not your own determination that sees you through. You see, God wants to help you. God wants to empower you. See, all sorts of so-called experts will tell you you don't have the talents, you don't have the ability, you don't have the connections, you don't have the education, you don't have the resources, you don't have the finances, whatever it may be that people may tell you. But I tell you today, you do have somebody that's on your side that is far greater than education and far greater than connections and resource. He is God Almighty and He is on your side, and He will help stir your heart to get determined every single day if you let Him. He doesn't leave you out there just to run out on your own determination that during circumstances that are difficult can sometimes run down and run dry. He says, "I want to fill you. I want to empower you. I want to fill you with fire." That's this determination. It's the same determination that Jesus had. It was a determination that saw Him fulfill His destiny. And I want to look at Luke 22 and verse 39. It says, "Then accompanied by the disciples, Jesus left the upstairs room and went as usual to the Mount of Olives. There He told them, 'Pray that you will not give in to temptation.' He walked away about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, 'Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine.' Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him." See, in this terrible moment in the life of Jesus, His lowest moment, He went through the same struggles that we go through. those times when we don't want to get out of bed, that we don't want to keep trying because of the thoughts and the emotions that we go through during troubled times. Come on, He can identify with us. He knows us, He sees us. But in that moment of turmoil, what does He do? He says, God, Your will. Again, that's opening up your heart to say, okay, God, I'm listening. What do You want me to do? I'll do what You want me to do. He yielded His will, and as He yielded His will, ministering angels came to Him and strengthened Him, because Jesus was partnering with the destiny that God had for Him, and that released ministry into His life to strengthen Him. That's what God has got for us when we go through hard times. And then at last He stood up again and returned to the disciples, only to find them asleep, exhausted from grief. This is what happens when we grieve, when we go through the struggles. It hurts. It is discouraging. I love how the Bible is so honest about life and everyday people experiencing these things. Jesus says, why are you sleeping? He asked them, get up and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. Temptation to what? To give up. The temptation to partner with lies. The temptation to let life's circumstances crush you, dictate to you. The temptation not to believe, to allow your heart to be filled with doubt because of the circumstances. Come on, church. Don't partner with lies. Don't partner with defeat. Partner with your God, who has called you for such a time as this, who has anointed you to lead this world out of the terrible darkness that it is under right now, to lead people into the light, to lead them into breakthrough, to lead them into healing, to lead them into economic recovery. Come on, life can be challenging. We all know that. There's been moments, I know, in our own existence as Planet Shakers, because we've had the scoffers and the mockers and the people of unbelief, and we've had people tell us what we can't do, and we've had those people, even people that we would think would be on our side to believe with us for breakthrough. We've had those people that have walked away and scoffed at us and mocked us for believing God. Come on, I know what it's like to lay your head on a pillow at night and find your pillow drenched with tears and finding it hard to get out of bed in the morning. I know what that's like. But I've made a determination. Russell has made a determination. We're not letting go of our destiny. We've been called in this time, in this hour, to bring the anointing of Jesus, that anointing that breaks every yoke. Come on, we've been called in this season to win our city, our nation, and the nations of the world. Come on, we have been called to empower a generation, to win a generation. The destiny has not changed. The dream has not altered just because there's circumstances in the way. Oh, come on, we can speak to our mountains and they can be removed. Come on, we can speak to those valleys and they can be made level, because God is true to His word. He is a promise keeper, and we will reach our destiny. So I want to encourage you, don't give in to the temptation to let go, but instead determine in your heart to believe. Believe in your God. Believe that He will work on your behalf. Believe that He is moving right here, right now. You know, there's another enemy to our destiny, and he's called the devil. And here we see not only do people get in the way and circumstances can get in the way, but the enemy loves to stand in the way of our destiny. And we see in Matthew 4 this amazing encounter with Jesus and the devil. Jesus is so awesome. I love reading this. It says in verse 1, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights he fasted and became very hungry. During that time, the devil came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread. But Jesus told him, no. The scriptures say, people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him to the holy city, Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple and said, if you are the Son of God, jump off. For the scriptures say he will order his angels to protect you and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. Jesus responded, the scriptures also say you must not test the Lord your God. Next, the devil took him to the peak of a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. I will give it all to you, he said, if you will kneel down and worship me. Get out of here, Satan, Jesus told him, for the scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil went away and angels came and took care of Jesus. I love this encounter because Jesus is putting the devil where he belongs, under his feet. So in this situation, what was Satan tempting Jesus with? He was tempting him with destiny now, dream now, without the hard work, without the trials, without the suffering, without the stripes on your back, without the crucifixion. Let me give your destiny right now to you. I've got the power to, but friends, we've got to understand this. Jesus resisted that easy road. Why did he resist that? Well, it wasn't God's will. Jesus understood the scriptures, but he understood he had to go through this process of suffering, of taking the sin of the world upon himself. He couldn't bypass the process. He couldn't get on this easy road, this easy fix in our day and age. Look, you see it all the time. The quick fixes, the easy road. People love to hear about the easy road. I think of even in this world, we see lose weight without changing your diet. Lose weight without exercise. And there's all sorts of different weight loss things out there that are quick, you know, just quick and easy. It's so easy to do these things. All you need is 7 minutes a day and you'll be strong and fit like this person we're showing you here right now who's got this six pack and these bulky muscles that they only got through working out at the gym, mind you. And then, quick, give me the easy fix. Or a casino. You think of how popular a casino is. Why? Because it's easy money. If only could win that money. There's no toil in it. There's no commitment to it. It's just easy. I don't have to struggle. I don't have to strive. I don't have to work hard for it. Our flesh always wants the easy road. And the enemy was offering the easy path. But friends, we see it time and time again. People that do the easy, quick fix of dieting put on more weight later on. We see people that go to the casino or win a lottery and they're given millions of dollars and then they can't steward the money. And then they're in ruin again. Because there's something so powerful about overcoming trials. And going through the hard times, it grows you, it strengthens you, it gives you this incredible ability, this incredible wisdom through the trials. You start to learn about God, you start to learn about yourself, and you start to gain knowledge and wisdom and understanding as you walk through these difficult times. So I'm sorry, it's not always the quick fix. It's not always the easy road. Friends, Jesus has walked the road for us. He's made a way for us that by faith in Him and His completed work upon that cross, we can access this victory and know we don't have to go through that terrible torment that He went through on the cross. He offers us this incredible freedom that by faith and not partnering with the negative situation and not partnering with our tumultuous emotions, but continuing to partner with God and His promises and His word, we will be pulled up out of this. We will see ourselves being more than conquerors because of our God. And so why am I so assured? We just got to keep being determined, keep going, keep getting up, keep believing, keep praying. Because I know what the Word of God says. I know the character of our God, and we see it time and time again in the Word. Let me read some of these scriptures to you. Exodus 14:14, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Isaiah 40:29, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 41:10, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:13, for I, the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand, says, you do not fear, I will help you. Isaiah 43:2, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. This is who our God is. This is what we believe, church. This is what we get to get our eyes on. Isaiah 54:10. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, for my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has compassion on you. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refuse every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. James 4:7, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Oh, come on, Planet Shakers. It's time for us to shake off the doubt, shake off the trouble that we're having in our heart to believe. Come on, we got to shake off unbelief. We got to shake off the result of these circumstances that may be oppressing you and trying to convince you to stop believing and stop being determined. We got to shake this off, Planet Shakers. This isn't who we are, because this isn't who our God is. God will help us overcome. We've seen in His Word time and time again how He's moved time and time again. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. Come on, it's Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Oh, come on, would you stir your determination today? Come on, would you focus on the destiny and the dream that God has for your life? Would you shake off the doubt? Would you shake break of the oppression. Would you start to partner by faith with the God who does the impossible, the God who walks on water, the God who commands the dead to be raised. This is the God we serve. I know him. Do you know him today? Do you know he can do far beyond your highest hopes, thoughts, and dreams? He's the God of the breakthrough. He's the God that breaks every yoke, that looses every chain, that turns around all things for good. This is our God.
Well, that's it for today. I hope you are blessed, empowered, and ready for an incredible week as you are being filled by the power of God and stepping out in these incredible gifts that God has given you. Remember, fan into flame these gifts. But also, you can follow us on all social media platforms. We want to partner with you, encourage you, and support you through this season.